I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. He has little respect for Deucey. It's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. I do love eating some kitty. It's the afternoon J-U-B.
All right, 240 on the sweet spots. Hardline and Why Today Doesn't Suck is up next, but we usually do this on Tuesday, but we couldn't, so we're doing it on Wednesday. We say hello to the commander himself.
Today is Wednesday.
One George Dunham of those morning musers. Hi, George.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for accommodating my afternoon schedule.
Absolutely.
Always.
And before we get going, congratulations on what is going to be another awesome Jub Jam, May 29th at the Longhorn Ballroom.
Thank you. Yeah, really excited about it. Cody Jinks is just the best. Courtney Patton is amazing. She played the online edition of it back in 2020. And, my little band's going to be there. And Bobby Duncan, Isaac Hoskins. It's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about letting the time wasters have a crack at Jub Jam?
No. No. I never have.
How would the crowd react to Black Daddy?
Would they be confused?
Unless Donovan and Monty came and did Black Daddy.
Maybe an encore for Jub Jam?
That would be amazing.
Like, don't explain a thing.
Yeah.
Just like, and
just
now.
Don't even introduce them.
Donnie and Monty.
We definitely do it, but I think your crowd that's there for Red Dirt Country would be confused why this gigantic guy and his African American friend are up there singing about a black guy.
Like right, you just, man, giant question mark over South Dallas. You're like, what's happening here?
This isn't Ram Jam.
I don't know. The place may go crazy.
What in the world are they talking about?
At least Daddy really has embraced this song in the past couple of years.
Yeah, he's totally behind it.
He's come around.
He dresses like Samuel Jackson in the Capital One commercials now.
Dump that. Having a sleepover of Charles Barkley.
Okay. I know those commercials ran every 5 minutes. I like the sleepover one.
I do too.
Okay.
And Chuck is the first one to fall asleep.
Page. Especially how they all run away after he says, "You just got dunked on."
Because they prank call what's-her-name who does the ads too, right?
Oh, Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
Yeah, not what's-her-name, Jennifer Garner.
Giant ears, Jennifer Garner.
What?
Yeah, just next time you see her, just look at her ears.
Keep
they're
an
big.
Eye out.
I'm not saying anything bad. They're just, they're noticeable.
Okay.
Big ears.
All right. Okay. Calling her Dumbo.
I didn't say Dumbo.
Is she going to fly away?
It makes
with
her, makes her unique.
Most beautiful women on the planet. Oh, look at her ears.
Yeah.
Large ears.
Man, she's really sweet, too. She's always said nice things about you, Mino.
Yeah.
I doubt that.
You're killing your chances with Jennifer
She was
Garner.
Cheering you on at the April Fool's Open.
Wasn't she with Ben Affleck?
Yeah. You totally married? Have an end there, being a champion and all.
Just like, hey, you watch golf? you know the Masters?
No, it's
a couple weeks before the Masters. It's another big tournament. I want it.
So you want to know what's in my wallet? Okay.
I have this rubber since I've had 2002 in here.
It's called a Durex.
Only 5 years expired.
Okay, what would she do if you just showed her a video of the entire tournament? Or, you know, you wrapped it up in like 30 seconds, but
her security guard
her
EA would tackle me.
She would pepper spray him and then run away.
Gosh.
And the interaction would be over.
Like, we had a difficult time getting Dutch last week to entertain the April Fool's Open when we asked him. Did you hear that? When we asked Sean asked, "What advice can you give to somebody that's never played golf?" And Duchesne was like, he really had to think. He's like, "How do I explain something to somebody not good at sports?"
Yeah, that made
somebody
his phone
that's
melt
been
down.
An athlete his whole life. Like, I don't know, just look at the ball.
Do your best.
Yeah, try hard.
Be an immortal athlete. Why not? Did you hear Rent Free last segment, George, by chance?
Man, I did not. I'm sorry, but I was getting ready for taping something with Mike Ducey in a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. One is a PSA. The other one is, I mean, I would promote it, but I'm not sure when it's going to air.
On Fox 4, you know what I mean? I presume.
Yeah, I don't know if it's free for all for tonight or, I don't know, they're doing so much content down there.
They are.
Yeah.
I think it's a roundtable with Clarice about the draft. That's
okay.
What it is.
Okay.
Perfect.
Tune in tonight on Fox 4.
Can't wait. Well, this is from Travis. We didn't have time for this last segment, but this involves you, George. He says, Travis says, hey, friends, maybe this isn't a super worthy request, but it's something that I laugh to myself daily about. I'll be at work or at home and then start randomly saying road swing and betwixt in Jubb's weird sing-song way. Those two drops are seriously popping in my head multiple times per week. Thank you for what you do to your bodies. You'll have a kick-ass show. More music seggies, please. Stay nourished, spare P1 Travis. And I heard the betwixt e-break from like a year, maybe 2 years ago, whenever that was. But I've always wondered about road swing. Do we have the drop?
I have the full thing.
Let's hear. Okay,
Okay, good. And my guess, I was talking about a Mavericks road trip and decided to call it a road swing. And it was like, I'm going to say this is at least 25 years ago.
Yeah.
At least.
Didn't we call this one of the CDs road swing? Like one of the ticket CDs? Or like there's a poster?
Maybe longer than 25
years. There's a poster of you in a mean green jersey. Like standing on a freeway and it says Jubb's road swing.
Maybe. But I don't know. You know how when you're starting to get a cough or something, you're about to cough and you try to talk really fast before you start coughing.
Yeah, okay. Like
I think that's what happened to me, but it sounded really strange.
Let's hear it, Jay.
Whatever doghouse he's in right now. But another win for the Mavericks on the road. And next up in this road swing, they have two games left at Philly.
Like you were singing.
I was trying to. I was trying to fight off a cough. I couldn't get to the cough switch in time. At George Philadelphia Dunham. On Friday and then at Cleveland on Sunday.
Didn't Weber get hurt last night in Philly?
That's a good ender, too.
That was great.
Get hurt last night.
Never get hurt last night. Yeah, listen to how higher voices sound. I think that's 1990s.
Man. But the pouncing was happening immediately.
Oh, like, man.
There wasn't even like a half second of hang time after you said that. Can we hear the very beginning of that again, Jay?
Whatever doghouse he's in right now. But another win for the Mavericks on the road. And next up in this road swing, they have two games left at Philly.
Like you were singing. I was
this road swing.
Road swing.
They just pulled a
road
knife swing on you immediately.
Man, forever.
There's no doubt you get pounced on now, but man, back in the day, it was ruthless. If you ever misspoke or said something ridiculous. You had about a half second before you just got jumped on.
So you could feel the voice. You could feel the road swing coming up. It was just, you were just trying to get it out before it got too bad. That's the worst.
I had it in my mind that I'd say road swing and then turn my mic off and clear my throat and then keep talking again. But
swing. It's on the road. And next up in this road swing, they have two games left.
But at least you had like a sing-song equality, unlike Killer's Cave Creek, where he just like completely like folds as a human during the Black Friday. Yes.
Big amp light.
Do you know how many times a week Gordo does that routine? The Clear Creek? Crap.
It probably happens off the air way more than it does on the air. Because when he latches on to something like that, it's the whole break.
Yeah, Gordo is a walking. I mean, I do it too. We all do it. We all talk in drops, but Gordo, man, he's really got it bad. I mean, he will walk in saying, and I will leave you alone now. I mean, he's all caught up on that.
Well, don't play him the Hank Williams Jr. drunk on stage in Kansas City 1992 because Mino played that audio last segment. Now, that's been burned into my medulla for the past 48 hours, it feels like.
Oh, man, yeah.
Have you heard that before, George?
I have. It's been a long time.
I mean, he's just... Have you ever been anywhere close to that drunk on stage?
No.
No. I don't know.
I have enough problems.
On stage?
I mean, I've had a few.
Yeah.
In fact, I think before speaking publicly or any sort of performance, this is terrible advice to all the kids out there, but I like to have a couple of pops.
Yeah. Or before the show, just the 5:30 a.m.
You do morning drive. Awesome. Yeah, have a couple of pops before you turn on that mic. Then be twixt.
George in retirement is teaching a course at UNT for public speaking, and he just puts a big bottle of whiskey on the table. Goes, the secret, guys, is right here.
Hey, everybody gets nervous.
Yes.
My solution, right here.
For sure.
Couple of shots. Come on, let's all do one.
And then he just says,
if you don't like me, you kiss my f***ing ass, baby. Stick it on your damn f***ing ass, sweetheart.
Hank's not going to invite you back if you say that to his class.
Hey. Okay, let me ask you this. Would you accept Hank Williams Jr. as the headliner for Jub Jam, but there's a 75% chance you get that?
If you don't,
I think
like
it's
me,
worth it.
Kiss my f***ing ass, baby. It was on your damn f***ing ass, sweetheart.
Yeah, I think it's worth it.
I think awesome. So, too. You're just rolling the dice.
How about that? How about you?
Sweetheart.
Yeah, you should, man, just get that. How much would you have to drink to be that drunk? And I guess timing also. Like, you have to, it has to be pretty quick.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder how much he drank that night in Kansas City. Like, he'd probably been drinking,
man,
all
those guys
weekend,
went
too.
So hard. I mean, that was, that may have been a whole handle of something.
Yikes.
Which I've never done, by the way. And kids, I don't recommend you do that.
Exactly.
Just a couple of pops before you go on stage. That's what I'm saying.
Serious. Just a couple of drinks.
Yeah, kids.
Yeah, keep your blood alcohol level lower than the legal limit. You'll be fine. Especially before.
Well, it's usually
class.
At like a function, and the drinks are watered down anyway, so they're not that strong.
Sure. Ice
so
does
just
a lot of work.
One, maybe half of the second one, then you walk up to the podium.
Awesome.
That's terrible advice. Maybe I'll do that with Deucey tonight.
Please, that'd be a perfect sign off.
Just all cussing.